I'm really excited to have this eclectic and unique group of artists and a label on my show today, the first show of the year, and what a different sound my next guest will bring today. A complete creative of Montreal artists that band together to form the beginning of an underground electronic movement here in Montreal. Audio Bambino is a representation of three avatar Bambino characters, Zap, Glow, and Scuff, that form some sort of a theme for each mix that's released. So without further ado, let me introduce you guys to Audio Bambino. Welcome, guys. How are you? And how many of us are... Oh, sorry, there's three of us today, but how are you guys going?
Very, very good. We're excited to be on your show. It's very nice for you to have us. So thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Awesome. Very excited to be here.
to have you guys here. So there's three of you guys. So one by one, tell us your names and what do you guys do?
Yeah, so I'm Mella. I help the team curate music, scouting for artists, and a lot of emails.
Nice. I'm Bruno, ALCL stream on SoundCloud, and I am the I guess the founder. I'm the founder of Audio Bambino. I'm dealing with a lot of the covers, so I imply myself. I think I'm really trying to push the label on a, I guess, on a more visual level. So because of what I studied in, and like I have a big interest in just in visual arts in general. So it was like the moment for me to go crazy and have fun with that.
I'm Malcolm. So I handle a lot of the social media and just like the online presence of the label. Okay. I help out with a lot of writing, both just like practical stuff like emails, but also I do a lot of the writing with Holden of like the short stories that we do for each of our mixes, and just like anything like that, any sort of creative writing that's necessary. Yeah. And I also produce music myself, and I'm definitely looking forward to releasing some stuff on the label in the future.
You guys do so many different things, and there's so many people involved in the label, and I want to touch base on all of that. Like, now this is like your chance to spill everything about Audio Bambino, all the different components that make it. I want you guys to explain like who Zap, Glow, and Scuff is. What is Audio Bambino?
Audio Bambino, first of all, is a music label, but we definitely, like you said, we really span a whole bunch of different like creative fields. Like we're definitely very focused on like visual art and having like a really clearly defined visual art style. But also like we want to create sort of like a story and just an entire universe and idea around the label and all of its releases.
Thank you.
You're listening to CJLL 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is Know the Culture with Prince Rara.
Tell me a little bit more about the compilations and what it all means between all the different BAM series.
So I guess where we would start would be what we're doing as our debut. So we're releasing the BAM series of compilations. Okay. So that's basically a series of compilations. Each one is definitely a different sort of style, different curation of genres. They're all various artist compilations, so it's usually one track per artist.
Oh, actually, sorry. Do the characters actually help with the theme of each of the series?
The idea basically behind these three characters is that each of them sort of represents a different facet of like the dance music scene, club scene. They're basically three fictional DJs. So it's Zap, Scuff, and Glow.
Okay.
And they are definitely their own individual sort of persona, but together they really function as a team. We were really inspired by like a lot of like Saturday morning cartoons and like that kind of thing to really come up with the idea of them as a team based on the character you see on the cover of our BAM compilations. You can kind of guess the sort of vibe of music that you're going to find there. Yep. So first off, we started with BAM 001, which had Glow on the cover. So for that one, it's I know it's really about sort of like those techno vibes, techno rave vibes, and just sort of getting lost on the dance floor with like that 4/4 kick pounding in your chest. But then, you know, we wanted to have a completely different vibe for our second one, which was with Scuff on the cover. So for that one, it's a lot more aggressive, a lot more industrial, hardcore, and it's at the same time really influenced by like trance, and it's just very melodic and colorful in a way, but in a very sort of dark and intense way. it's not your typical trance. Zap is on our third cover for BAM 003, and he's really all about that fast-paced sort of like breakneck, breakbeat music. On BAM 003, you'll find a lot of club music, but not really Jersey club, sort of the more aggressive, I guess what we would call like club tools, power tools, those really like heavy tracks that just have like a crazy kick that's just great for like layering over something while you're DJing. That sort of is reflected in the fact that that release is a double drop, and that just came out in December on Christmas Day. That was a double drop with 004, which has Glow on the cover. Basically, the two of them work really well together because the 004 is sort of going back to those colorful vibes that Glow enjoys, very beach club trance. Personally, we found that really meshed well with 003, and that is something that we tried to do in our mix, and I think we succeeded. Our mini mix for that release is featuring both of those compilations, all tracks. I think it's something like 13 or 14 tracks in 21 minutes. Yeah. And that's sort of what the label's about.
To CJLL 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is Nota Culture with Prince Rara.
That's what I really like about it, because each of these compilations, and also about this movement, because I love that the different facets and the different things that you guys bring, like, and the creativity that you guys bring, like, from each different person. The aesthetic of what I see is, it's awesome. Like, you guys have a whole bunch of different people. So some artists like Akito and Awaya, DJ Relax, just to name a few of them. You've got the collab with Hoodstock. You've also got a collab with Racine. How do you guys choose? Who qualifies? This is probably a question for Nella. Who qualifies, you know, to become a child of Audio Bambino? Also, how did you guys find out about Hoodstock?
Well, I think anyone who wants to be a Bambino can be one. Anyone who's into the music we put out, anyone who wants to create their own tracks is automatically a Bambino. Like, we name ourselves the Bambinos because we were just thinking of the innocence of, like, kids who discover music styles for this first time, and how innocent we are in front of it, and how magical it becomes. On the question of Hoodstock, for example, came across this group at the beginning of the pandemic. We noticed that they were giving back a lot to the community in Montreal North. For example, distributing sanitary products to those in need. Just by doing a bit more research, we realized that they were holding a music workshop for kids in need in Montreal North, and that they were looking to expand their mission throughout the city and other neighborhoods. We decided to call them and just tell them about us, and we just had this feeling of wanting to donate the profits. It's always a good time to give back.
Yeah, and if I can just add to the part with Hoodstock, and also coming when we saw what they did with the SART project, we just thought a bit of a way for it. It comes back to, like, the origin of, like, how, like, I came to be more closer to my own music production, and wanting to do it is because of a guy that and I want to make a shout out for a label called CLM. There's this one guy called Bryce that I met when I had I went on a trip in France, and I met him down there. I had contacted him on SoundCloud, not knowing who that person was, and I really like his label. I really like his music, and since I was in France, I was like, hey, why not? You know, like, I'm gonna get in contact with him. That person was so responsive. He would come back to me, like, the minute I wrote him on Facebook. Not knowing who I was, he just, like, said, hey, yeah, sure, I'd be down for a beer. So I met him. We were in the middle of a coffee shop, and he was telling me about, like, his projects and his label, and that everybody that basically collabed with him was free to send stems or remakes or just audio in general. So he made me feel like, oh, okay, like, I could try to maybe send some stuff too, you know, like, and I found that so motivating. I found it so nice that someone that had something going was just, like, super inviting. And so when I saw that with Woodstock, I was like, oh, what if I was given that chance when I was a kid? Like, if I was given the opportunity to, I don't know, just have just a glimpse of what it is to go in a real studio or have a professional talk to me, I think it would have motivated me to be like with my friends, oh, let's try this out, you know, like let's start a little something together. We were looking for something that might, oh, what can we put our profit in? And then Woodstock, that message really struck us and it stuck with us.
You're listening to CJLL 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is Nota Culture with Prince Rara.
you were mentioning before, Bruno, that when you went to Paris, you had met up with somebody that gave you an opportunity, and how Hoodstock sort of comes into play is that you wanted to give an opportunity back to at-risk youth. How does this initiative directly help at-risk youth in Montreal?
Basically, a need that comes from public schools being underfunded, and for example, arts, culture, and music can only become a privilege to some people. If schools are underfunded, they don't necessarily have the means to fund art classes because of the materials, or music teachers and music instruments. The death of a young Black kid in Montreal by some police cops, and that the cop wasn't being prosecuted for it. So that's kind of where it started. So it started very much as a social organization, and the music workshop only started, I think, a couple years ago. So they were basically looking out for government subsidiaries to fund the project. And we called them and asked how they chose the kids that would participate in the class, because they told us that the first one only had like maybe a dozen or two, and that they're looking to expand. And she basically told us that she would go to a park and just go up to these kids playing in a park and ask them if they wanted to go in a music course. And so anyone who wanted to join qualified. They weren't looking at any specific thing. It was an open workshop. And they had Gramatique last year, who was like a huge Quebecois artist.
A French rapper.
A French rapper. And so he gave the courses last year.
Oh, wow.
And because of the pandemic, unfortunately, they had to reschedule a few activities. But so we just believe that it's like, music has been so important to each one of us in our lives, and that sometimes literally music can save people.